You're listening to the USCA official podcast, which takes you behind the scenes of eventing, covering all the big events, professional tips and tricks, interviews, special guests, and the latest USCA eventing news. Welcome to the USCA official podcast, episode 277. And because, listeners, it is Valentine's Day, or it has just been Valentine's Day, we thought we would gather two eventing power couples to go head to head in a Valentine's Day special. So I'm going to introduce them to you now. Welcome to the show, Dom and Jimmy Schramm.
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys. What's up?
We're really looking forward to this. I know you two can be fairly competitive, but you are going up against Tick and Sinead Maynard. So welcome, guys. Also, Tick, welcome to the show, because we've not had you on before.
Thank you very much.
Really looking forward to it. Okay, so how it is going to work is there will be a quiz incoming. But first of all, we thought it might be quite nice to find out how you guys all met, first off. So, Tick, Sinead, tell us your love story to get us started.
Well, we had an interesting crossing of paths for actually several years before we ended up actually going on a date. But the first time that Tick and I met, I was actually in Aiken for the winter. And we had snow, so let's just leave it. That was my last winter in Aiken. I ended up needing to go down to Rocking Horse with about four horses, and I didn't have any help. And I called Max Corcoran, who was over at David and Karen's at the time, and said, do you have anybody you could lend me for a day that can help me at the horse show? Because I just am going to need a little bit of help packing, unpacking, that sort of thing. And she said, well, we have this guy. And I literally said, I don't need a guy. I need somebody that's like actually useful. And she just said, well, he's all we have. And he can at least dump your water bucket. And I was like, okay, fine. And it was pretty funny. I will never forget driving into Rocking Horse. And for anybody that's met Tick, he's like our son. He doesn't walk anywhere. He runs everywhere. And I pull in and I've got the trailer and I just see this guy with, he's got a camera thrown over one arm and he's got running shoes on and he's like waving, huge smile on his face, running to my truck like, hi, I'm sick. And I'm like, oh God. and the rest is kind of history.
So amazing.
That's the running thing that he actually worked for me then and still kind of does.
Tick, how was your Rocking Horse experience? That first event.
Yeah, I think it was great. It was a beautiful love story.
Amazing. And okay, so Dom and Jimmy, your turn. Now, you have teased me with this story before, but I don't think I've actually heard it in full because it is it's like an epic, different side of the world love story.
So I don't know if you know this, Nicole, but Dom and I started the trend of online dating.
Amazing.
Right? Not really, but
if you had shares in Tinder, then you are doing very, very well.
I wish I had been smart enough to have thought that through, but we did not. Basically, it all started. I was on the hunt for a horse. This was before I had purchased Bellamy. This is, God, we were 20, maybe 21. I might have been 21. Yes, it definitely was because I could drink at that time. But anyway, so I went up to visit a friend of mine, to visit Jenny in Aiken because I was at school in Alabama and met Ryan Wood while I was there, told them that I was looking for a horse to buy. And Ryan told me I needed to call his mate in Australia, to look for a horse to buy. And I told him, I said, look, I'm not buying a horse from Australia. My budget is pretty much what it would cost to ship it over here. Like, not, that's crazy. No, I'll give you a good deal. And Jenny, I guess, had spoken to him because back then they were Skyping. Ryan and Dom were Skyping. And she said, you know, you might kind of like him. You know, he's kind of your type. And I was like, look, I do not need a guy from Australia. Like, that is not going to be good for me right now. And either way, it kind of was this ongoing joke for the whole weekend we were there. And then I did what every college girl does. And I went home and I'd gone out to the bar, came home late night and had probably overserved myself and stalked him on Facebook and sent him a message.
So I'm just in Australia just doing my thing. And I get this Facebook message from this random chick and it says, hey, Ryan said that you have a horse for sale and that you're going to be my next boyfriend. And I'm and so I said, well, I've got a horse. I don't know about the boyfriend part, but I've got a horse. And so we started chatting and she went radio silent on me for a little bit. I think that was around spring break time. So I think she was with somebody else. And then all of a sudden she appears again in my inbox a couple months later. And then we started chatting. And so I had visited America for a brief time. And I had traveled all around the world trying to figure out where I wanted to go because I knew I wanted to relocate overseas. But obviously all my friends, Boyd and Ryan, were all here in America. So I was staying in touch with them. And I really had plans to want to hopefully get here one day. And I don't know, it just so happened that we stayed in contact and she eventually came over to visit, which is kind of crazy to think about. We were only 20.
We were 21.
21. And it just kind of kicked off from there. And we just kept visiting each other. And eventually we got married, almost 2 years later.
Not 2 years later.
18 months later.
18 months later. Yeah.
Amazing. Oh, and then did you moved over to the US once you got married or before you got married?
I moved over just a little bit and then we got married shortly after. So, I mean, if anyone that's had a relationship and someone from another country, it sometimes is a little bit difficult, but I mean, I think we've got rid of the green card rumors because we have been married for 10 years. So
I was going to say it's definitely lasted. Big question: did you sell her the horse?
No, I actually kept the horse for myself, and he was a dud, so it worked out.
But don't worry, he's still in our back paddock, just. You know, racking up bills.
Yeah, him and Bellamy are the two old boys in the paddock, so we still even have him, which is kind of nice. So
that's all right. He did you both a very, very big favor.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, so quiz time. So how this is going to work is we have got three rounds. It's a little bit of sort of newlywed / Mr. and Mrs. / general knowledge. So essentially what I have done is I have got some questions for the girls and some questions for you, Tick and Dom, as well. And it's basically you need your answers to match up with what the other people said. So it's how well you know each other. And I'm going to start, Sinead and Jimmy, I'm going to come to you guys first. And this is who is the best or the most likely to do something. And the choices are obviously between your two couples. Jimmy, I'll start with you. This is what Dom said. So this is what you're thinking that he would say. And each right answer, each match is a point, and the final scores will be tallied up. But I will go round one first. Jimmy, I'll come to you first. Who did Dom say would be most likely to forget a dressage test?
Oh, it's probably me. I mean, I think it's happened equal time, but I would think he would say me.
Actually, Dom, you said yourself, didn't you?
Oh, wow. Really?
Jimmy, I'd be lucky if I know what dressage test I'm doing when I'm getting on the horse.
Yeah, but you'll never forget in there.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was me, so.
Oh, well.
Well, there we go. That's okay. Okay, so no point to start. Sinead, same question to you. Who did Tick say would be most likely to forget a test?
The pressure is on. It's the early lead if I get this right. I am going to say that he would say it was me because I forget my test all the time.
He said it was you, but then changed his mind.
Oh, that's typical.
And said it would be himself. Okay, that's all
so
right.
I got a half a point.
All square. Who is the best at turning out? And I didn't know if this was a very English phrase, because Dom, you sort of said, are we talking about horses, people, like getting dressed up? But who, you know, can do the best braids and gives the horses, God, makes the horses look the best?
Yeah.
Jimmy, yep, correct. Point number one.
I will say, though, Dom has braided for himself a few times at some shows, and he does do a pretty good job.
Okay, fair play. An honourable mention there. That's pretty good. Sinead, how about you?
Definitely me.
Definitely you, correct. Okay, who is the better driver? Jimmy, who did Dom say was going to be the better driver?
Himself, naturally. We go on road trips, and there's one time when I was driving the truck and trailer, one time in 10 years, and I like kind of got sleepy and may have hit the, you know, I don't even know what they're called, rubble strip, and I've never been able to live it down.
is that the incident, Dom, that you
yeah
you
that's
mentioned?
The one I mentioned, yes.
Okay
one yeah. incident. One time, a million years ago. Now, every time I drive, he's like on high alert.
To be honest, when he mentioned that there was an incident, I was slightly concerned as to how bad the incident could be. So I'm fairly relieved it was just hitting the rubble strip and that it wasn't something far worse.
Not even.
Sinead, how about you?
First, I would like to define better driver. Like faster, more efficient.
Well, it is open to whatever that person feels is the best driving quality.
Well, I think I'm the better driver.
Pick does too.
Yes.
There you go. Okay. Three questions in, you are two all. Jimmy, who would win if you had to jump off against each other?
Like we're talking a show jump around, like who would be the fastest and clear?
Correct, yeah.
Probably him. He's a bit more reckless than I am.
He put his money on you.
Really?
I thought that my recklessness would actually not be good in a jump off, and I think you would be the careful, more strategic.
That is true, but you could get lucky. Dude, I missed another one, y'all.
Okay, Sinead, to take the lead. Who would win if you had to jump off against Tick?
Tick.
Oh, no, he said you.
Why would you say that? That's not true.
The only time we've ever had a jump off was in New Jersey, and you won.
I don't even remember that.
It was for the opening of that new cross-country course.
I don't even remember that.
Hey, what new cross-country course?
The one that opened about, what, 5 years ago?
Essex.
Yeah, and we had a jump off, and she beat me.
Oh.
You're riding Gunner. Maybe Gunner.
Our marriage is now like really being tested.
That's okay. We've still got plenty of ways to test it. It's not a problem. I mean, you made it through Rocking Horse only to be undone by the USDA podcast. Okay, who is the nicer person to work for, Jimmy?
Dom.
Correct. That is what he said.
A little bit passive aggressive.
Oh my god!
At least I'm not aggressive aggressive. I don't know what's worse, actually. I don't know.
Sinead, what did Tick say? Who is the nicest person to work for?
Tick is definitely the nicer person to work for.
He actually
I'm
said you.
I would rather work for Sinead than for me. So that's how I define nicer.
Okay.
I define nicer by who is nicer.
Okay, so in that case, Dom and Jimmy have pulled ahead, so it is 3-2 at halfway through round one. Who is the most likely to hit the optimum time on the cross country, Jimmy?
Dom.
Correct.
I'm like a turtle. I'm like a turtle in sludge carrying weight.
He may or may not have mentioned that you were fairly slow. Okay, you matched that perfectly. Dom did say he would be more likely to hit the time on the cross country. Sinead, how about you and Tick?
Me.
Correct. I would be more likely.
Yeah, correct. Jimmy, who keeps the barn the tidiest?
Me.
Correct. Very good. Sinead?
Me.
Correct. Okay. there is no doubting the answer to that one. Who would be the most fun on a night out, Jimmy?
Is tequila involved?
I mean, it's your night out. It can include That's whatever important. You like.
There's no tequila, I think.
I mean, I think I would be more fun, mostly because I will actually go out. This guy doesn't always want to go out. But if there's shots of tequila involved, he's really fun. But I would say for the answer to this question, I think it's me.
That was correct. It was you. But next time I'm in the States, I will work it that I happen to go out with you and I will feed Dom tequila just to see what happens.
Oh, boy.
Sinead, how about you?
This is a hard one, but I'm going to probably say me because Tick doesn't always like to go out. He's more like, would win the fun early evening award.
Okay.
So a night out, I'm going to say me.
Fair enough. Okay, that was correct. Yes. So, next question, and this is the two left on this round. So who is the best at giving directions if you are driving somewhere? Who is in charge of the map, Jimmy?
Dom. I'm on my own, but I do not do well as a navigator.
Okay.
Imagine if the GPS or the Google Maps that you're following gives you the direction 1 second after you need to make a turn. That's what it's like driving with my wife.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
You were supposed to turn there. I didn't tell you.
Okay. Correct. Right. Perfect. You guys are on 7 points so far. Sinead and Tick. Sinead, same question to you. Who is the best at giving directions?
I don't even remember answering this question. But we'll see what I'm having trouble figuring this one out too.
I'm going to say I am probably better at giving directions because I have to do it all the time because Tick is normally daydreaming.
Correct.
Yes.
That is correct. Okay, last question. This could be a fairly controversial one. Who has the most raw talent, Jimmy?
The most raw talent?
Yep. Who is the most talented? And I would take that as in as a horsewoman.
I actually think Dom has more raw talent.
That's very nice of you, but it's wrong.
You're crazy.
He did, to be fair, say it was 50-50 to start with. But when I pushed him for an answer, he said it would be you. Sinead? Really? What did Tick say?
This is controversial. Raw talent. I'm going to say he probably said me.
He did.
Can we tie it up? I'm not agreeing with that statement, but I know him well enough to know that you probably said that.
Very good. Yeah, and you know what?
Two of them were smart enough not to say themselves.
I mean, we are married. It's not like we're an idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like this is a bit of a test of our marriage as well here.
Well, you both passed with flying colours. Dominic, absolutely no problems at all. And you are both neck and neck. So you are 7 points apiece. So
yes.
Dom and Tick, it is over to you. Right, Dom, I will come. In fact, no, Tick, I'll come to you first this time. If Sinead could pick any horse in the world to ride, who would it be?
Well, I'm not very good at knowing horses' names, but I know
you
that
can
when
describe
she...
it.
It's a bay horse.
I know she really had a lot of respect for William Foxpit and his horses, so I'm gonna say Camarilla.
Do you know what? I'm gonna give you half a point because she did actually say Tamarillo, but changed her answer. But I do feel that that is, it's a tough question. So I'm making up the rules as I go along. So I'm going to say I'm giving you half a point. She actually went to London 52.
Yes, I did this morning. I was like, wait a second,
I don't know why she would change it to that. I would never get that.
That's true. He doesn't know the name of
that tour. I would fall off immediately.
Okay, well, half a point. We'll take that. Dom, who would Jimmy ride if she could pick any horse in the world?
Oh, man. Tough one. I'm going to say, dang. It's like hard because I'm wondering if she's going to be like temperamental and want to ride one of her horses or if she want to ride like a really nice one.
I'll say that she wasn't being temperamental. It's not one of
hers. Okay. Let's go with Barry Diamond, or the one of Janelle Price's.
Barry Dynamo.
That one.
Yeah, the Grey Le Moulin winner from a few years ago. It wasn't.
That's not the one.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of in the same stable. So she actually mentioned two, Supreme Rock of Pippa Funnels, if we're going old school. And then okay. Tim Price's Wesco.
Wesco with the big white face. Yeah, she does like that.
Yeah, okay. was close. Okay. Right, tick. If Sinead had to compete in another equestrian discipline, what would it be?
Well, Sinead would be good at anything. That
now in time, Dick.
I think I'd have to go with show jumping because she's been show jumping a lot lately.
Correct. Very good. I will totally clip the she would be good at anything for you if that will get some bad points. Dom, what would Jimmy say?
Well, she just got back from a 10-day little stint down in Wellington, dressage training, and I think she quite liked that. So I'm going to say dressage.
Correct. Very good. Okay, now we could start to get a little bit more controversial again. Tick, what is Sinead's worst habit?
Well, I don't know where to begin.
Is that a loss for words?
I think we're sitting in our office and there's paperwork everywhere with her name on it, unopened, from a few months ago. So I'm going to go with dealing with paperwork and unopened envelopes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Very
you
good.
Know my boss so well.
Yeah, absolutely. Dom, what is Jimmy's worst habit?
Let's see. Whatever it is, it's bad. Is that what you're saying? I'm going to say we don't have one of these like old fashioned relationships where she does everything in the house. Like we do
no,
share it.
Isn't it.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's what I'm going with. I was going to say the fact that where she tends to do the laundry and we need to wait. I sometimes need to wait weeks to get new fresh clothes. I was going to say doing the laundry.
No.
I mean, it's even more ladylike. It was burping.
Burping. Yeah, that is bad too. burping is the polite way. We should more call it belching.
Okay, well, look, we've got two more questions in this round, and I'm just going to give you an update on scores. So, Dom and Jimmy, you are on 8, and Sinead and Tick, you're on 9.5. So, you've just Ooh. Snuck ahead. So, what is the thing that you most, that you love the most about Sinead, Tick?
Again, where do I begin? I'm tempted to say her sense of humor, but I think it's almost, yeah, I'm gonna go with sense of humor.
Very good. It was her sense of humor.
Yeah.
Dom, what do you love most about Jimmy?
Well, it's, this is probably not the actual answer, but I know what would say. She's going to make me out to be much more shallow, so I'm going to go with her derriere.
Her butt, yes. She definitely knows you well. That was correct. If you were to answer that yourself, Dom, bearing in mind...
Right. Well, she said that she's made me out to the masses that I'm like, that's all I care about, but whatever. We'll just let everybody think that, I guess.
I'm sure there are lots. The list could go on. Okay, last question for you both before you get to join forces. Tick, who is Sinead's eventing hero?
I guess it's present company excluded, right?
Correct, yeah.
I'm going to go with William Flaxbit then.
Very good. Oh, you have smashed it round through this round.
I'm actually super, super impressed. Like, this morning, I was
very
like,
good.
Give you some hints because these are going to be hard for you.
No, he's done excellently. Okay, you guys are on 11 and a half. Now, the pressure is on Dom to get this one right. So... Who is Jimmy's eventing hero?
I'm just going to go. I think it might be Janelle Price. Jimmy!
Oh, it's not.
Mom clearly doesn't follow my Instagram.
It's not. Jimmy, tell us who it is.
Kim Severson.
Kim Severson. Okay. Well, I mean, I can't keep up with your heroes, Jimmy. I don't know.
Okay, right. Well, this last round, so it is 11 and a half points, Sinead and Tick, 9 points, Dom and Jimmy, and you have got one last round, and it is general eventing knowledge. Now, you can both answer, so you can even confer between yourselves before you answer. That's absolutely fine. And Dom and Jimmy, as you're trailing, I'm going to give you the option if you would like set one of questions or set two.
Set two.
Okay, set two, but I'll ask you yours first. So I will say, at which combination took individual gold at the 2019 Pan American Games in eventing? I want the horse and the rider for 1 point.
2019, I'm pretty sure it was, wasn't it, was that Marilyn Little, Jimmy?
Don't look at me.
Or was it Boyd? No, I'm trying to think of the team and the individuals.
I think it was Marilyn and Kitty.
Yeah, I'm going to say it was Marilyn and RF Scandalous. Is that the same?
Mm-hmm.
That was the one before.
Oh, no.
It was 2015. You were so close. It was Boyd Martin and Seth Selleg. I had it for a second.
I got my mixed up.
Okay, so you are still on 9. Right. Sinead and Tick, in the last running of the 5-star at Kentucky in 2019, how many US combinations finished inside the top 10?
Oh, dear Lord. That's really hard.
I mean, you can go through who you think finished in the top 10 if that's helpful. But yes, how many?
I'm guessing Boyd and Philip both finished in the top 10. So right away, there's at least two. Who was first, second, third? Do you remember?
Well, it wasn't an American that won. and then...
I think we just guessed the number. It's like 7 or 8 or something.
I'm going to go.
Sure,
yeah.
Europeans were like at least 3 of those spots.
Yeah. At least I'm going to go 4 of those spots, probably. Because we remember we were at the airport with like all of, like...
Oh, yeah. Tim and Janelle were there, I think.
Yeah. And Piggy.
6.
Oh, you were so close. So close. 5. It was the year, it was the second Oliver Townend Coolie Masterclass victory. Boyd finished 2nd with Seth Selleg. Doug Payne was 5th with Van Diver. Philip and Z were 7th and Lauren Nicholson was 8th. Oh, 8th and 9th. Oh, that could be a controversial question, actually, because she was technically the same person. But I was going for the number of like US top 5, US riders inside the top 10 in terms of position. So I will say that you don't get the point.
If we count Lauren twice, then it's 6. Is that what you're saying?
No. It would still be 5. It would be 4 if we didn't count Lauren twice. So yeah. either way, don't get it. Okay, so that's fine. On to the next question, Dom and Jimmy. You can still pull this back. Who was the last rider to win a 5-star? Just think carefully with COVID, but who was the last rider to win a 5-star?
I think it was at Poe, and it was I'm pretty sure it was it Laura Collette that won on? Yeah, I think it was Laura. I'm going to say Laura Collette won at Poe.
Correct. On the horse that Sinead will be stealing at some point in the future. Yeah. London 52.
Leave it for a little while.
Okay, very good. Sinead and Tick, who is the current eventing FEI world number one?
Sinead's looking at me like I might have some idea right now.
why do I know nothing? It's the COVID's got my brain. Why can't I remember anything right now?
I feel like Piggy's been doing well.
I'm going to make you guess. So here are...
Sinead's writing down some options here.
Tell us the options that you're giving him, Sinead.
She's writing down Kim, Oliver, Piggy. There's not many Canadians on this list. Janelle, I'm going to go with Piggy French.
I mean, she wrote it on the list, Tick, but it was somebody else. It was Oliver Townend, or it is Oliver Townend. Okay, Dom and Jimmy, you are up to 10. Sinead and Tick, you are still on 11.5. So you've closed the gap slightly. This is a tough one, to be honest. How many US riders currently feature in the FEI World Top 25?
Top 25, I think. Well, I know Boyd's probably on there. Liz is on there. Phillip is probably on there.
I think Lauren's on there too.
Lauren might be also. And then is there anyone else with?
In top 25?
Top 25, there'll be a few.
Boyd, Phil.
Liz.
Lauren.
Yeah.
I'm
just trying to think who was competing a lot last year because
Coleman.
Yeah, Coleman might be 2-5 because there was probably more FEI events in America last year than there was anywhere else, right?
There were, but they did get frozen. The point system has been frozen slightly. It's very complicated, so don't forget that it's not quite as clear.
I'm going to go ahead. Jimmy, what do you reckon about, like, should we say 6? Do you think there's 6?
I think there's 5.
Okay, I'm going to say, 5. Let's go with 5.
Should have gone with 4.
Oh.
You were so close. You named 3 of them, so it was correct. In Boyd is currently 6th. Lauren Nicholson is 11th. Philip is 23rd. Doug Payne is 25th.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and Liz is just outside the top 30 as things stand at the moment. Well, obviously, when the points get unfrozen, that is going to be shaken up quite a lot. I've no doubt about it. But it was a tough question. It was a tough one. Okay, Tick and Sinead, which rider finished best of the US combinations at the 2018 WEG?
2018, I was in Tryon.
Correct, yeah.
That's when we had Boyd.
Phil.
Boyd had a run out of the water.
Yeah.
We had Phil.
Lauren fell.
Probably, was it Phil? Who else was there?
Lynn.
Well, it's one of these three then.
It's not Lauren. She fell.
Oh, yeah. Lauren fell. So then it's Phil or Lynn.
And yeah, Lynn was really fast. And then I think she had like 3. She had a handful down in the show jumping. So.
I think when in doubt with this kind of thing, you say Phil, right? I feel like that's a safe bet. We're going to go with Philip Dutton for 5.
Good. It's very good life advice for quizzing. If in doubt, say Philip Dutton. Correct. He finished in 13th with Z. Okay, last question then for you guys, Dom and Jimmy, and it is worth 2 points. So 2 horses have won Kentucky 3 times. There is a point for each of them if you can name them.
I'm pretty sure I know this. I know Fisher Rakana has won it three times for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure the other horse that won it three times was Winsome Adante, wasn't it?
I mean, Jimmy, with her love of Kim, should 100% have this in the bag.
Three or two times, but I'm going to put my faith in Kim.
Yeah, let's go with those.
Correct. Nice. So Fisher Rakana and Michael Young won it in 15, 16, and 17. Winsome Adante won it in 02, 04, and 05. And Cooley Masterclass is currently on two wins and has the potential, obviously, in the future to make it three. Okay, so that actually, though, sees you with 12 points. So I hate to say it, but Sinead and Tick, you get a free question because you are on 12 and a half. So you've got this one in the bag, but let's see what you can do. This is bragging rights now. So since 2014, two riders have topped the table of the most USEA runs in an individual season. Can you name them? There is 1 point for each.
Wait, say that again?
What's the question?
So since 2014, two riders have the most USEA runs in an individual season. Can you name them? So basically, who are the busiest riders?
Like, who has competed the most in USEA? Yeah. So somebody like Buck with a lot of horses. Like, who has the most horses going the most amount of time?
And that was...
Since 2014. So who are the people that have the most horses? Like, Buck is up there. Who else do you just see riding 10?
Probably Doug.
Doug.
And Tammy. Since 2014.
Yeah. Which I assume is when he's been keeping track of this better.
Who else has a bajillion?
This, Phil has a lot.
Yeah, but not as many as, I think he's.
Ford has a lot, but not as many as those days. Liz has a lot, but not all the young horses.
And she hasn't been here. Like, she's in England. Yeah.
I think we should definitely go with Buck as one of them.
We'll say Buck is one of them. Buck for 1,000.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
Can we guess the other one for a point?
Yeah, we'll let you guys guess one for a point. Good job.
You can guess one. You still can't win, but you can go down fighting.
Well, my guess is it's either Boyd or it's Ryan Wood. Because those guys, I mean, we're talking USEA runs across all the levels.
Yeah.
I think we'll say Boyd.
Correct.
Yeah.
There you go. You have lost out by a mere half a point. Bruce and Boyd both topped the table 178 runs in a season, which is just insane. But actually, they feature heavily inside the top 10. But Ryan Wood is the other rider to feature inside the top 6 most runs, because it goes Buck and Boyd, obviously, equal. Then Buck again, then Ryan Wood, then Boyd and Buck. So that is, and Jenny Branigan and Caroline Martin are the only other two riders that we feature. But yes, very good. Okay, well, scores for you. Jenny, you went down fighting at 13 points, but the winners, I mean, I don't think this really reflects on your marriage in any way, shape, or form, but congratulations, Tick and Sinead.
Yay!
Well, I don't know if that half point was really fair. I kind of think we should call it a tie.
You're so
nice, Tick.
Most diplomatic.
This is when I'm like, who's nicer?
Exactly.
Half a point is ours.
Yeah. You're brutal when it comes to that. Thank you all so much for playing along. It has been a lot of fun to play our Valentine's quiz. And I'd like to think that you're all still very happily married. There's been no fallouts. It's all good.
Thanks for having us. This was a fun thing to do. We were all very nervous, actually. Tick and I were very nervous about this.
You have done very, very well. Look, Tick, Sinead, Dom, Jimmy, thank you all so much for playing our Valentine's quiz. Listeners, we hope you've enjoyed it. And we will be back on the USEA official podcast very soon. In fact, I think we have got another team talk episode for you next time with Jenny Autry and Eric Duvander. So stay tuned for an update as we look forward to the road to Tokyo in 2021. But for now, that is all we've got time for. A big thank you to our guests for being such great sports, and a big thank you to you guys for listening.
Thanks for listening to the USEA official podcast. If you have any suggestions or feedback, then we would love to hear from you. Get in touch through any of our social media platforms at US Eventing, and don't forget to subscribe on your preferred podcast platform to make sure you don't miss an episode.